everybody. This is Pam coming to you from the podcast Women Who Stutter, Our Stories, which can be found as a free download on iTunes, and it's also accessible through the blog Make Room for the Stuttering. As always, I have the privilege and delight to have another woman to share her story about her stuttering journey. So today I would like to welcome, and I apologize in advance if I mess up the name, Svetlana. Hi, how's it going?
Hey, it's okay. It's a bit a little bit late here, so yeah.
Okay, well, to get us started, could you introduce yourself to us and tell us where you're from and what you do, what type of work you do?
Well, my name is Svetlana. I'm from Bulgaria. I'm 31 year old. I'm a linguist at night, I guess. And I'm an editor of business news at a Bulgarian daily, business daily. I have graduated from the Sofia University. I have studied Bulgarian language and literature, and I have a PhD from the Norwegian University of Science and Technology with a topic in Old Bulgarian language. Now I'm working at the Bulgarian Academy of Science at the Department of the Computation of the Department of Computational Linguistics. I'm doing some semantic annotation of sense annotated corpus of Bulgarian language, and I'm also an editor of business and financial news. So I think that's it.
That's enough.
And I'm a member of the executive board of the Bulgarian Stuttering Association.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Well, you sound like a very, very busy woman.
Well,
So where you are now, it's almost 11 o'clock at night. Interesting when I talk to women from all over, we have to be cognizant of the time differences. But I'm so happy that you were willing to join us and share your story. So how long have you been stuttering?
Well, I started stuttering around the age of 2 years and 6 or 7 months, I think. I don't remember clearly that time, so my mother told me when I started stuttering. And it's around, I don't know, it's around 28 years. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And what was it like growing up for you as a child, stuttering? I mean, was your family supportive?
Yes, I think they were pretty cool. Of course, every parent has their worries about child stuttering, but I think that they were pretty cool. I started going to speech language pathologist, I think it is in English, around the age of 3 till the age of 5, and then I stopped. Because I had to go to school and was quite busy with school, so this was the end. And then I went back to speech language pathologist around 3 or 4 years ago from now. Yeah.
So you hadn't had any since you were about 5 until your late 20s.
Yes. Yes.
And what made
That's
you
right.
What made you decide to go back into therapy as an adult?
Well, I was at quite stressful time in my life when I had to defend my thesis. And it was around, I had to deliver a public lecture around 1 hour long, I think, on a relatively unknown topic. So then I had to go through public discussion, and I don't remember how they name it in English, but it was the discussion with my reviewers, the two of them, and the whole public. So it was around 4 or 5 hours of public speaking.
Oh my gosh.
So I had to gain my confidence and actually to go through all of this. So I started to look for an option or for a solution of my, of my stuttering, actually. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. It was it.
So how was that for you, that experience of having to do such a lengthy public speaking event with your stuttering? I mean, was it stressful for you? Was it scary? Did you tell them that you stutter?
Actually, yes, I tell them, but this was, I'm not sure how I would got skipped this, and actually I wouldn't want to do this because if you are going to do all this public speaking all your life, you should start at some point. So maybe this was the right time for me to understand that I can do it.
Mm-hmm. So when you say that, did you previously think that you couldn't do public speaking because of stuttering?
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you've proven yourself wrong, and you've accomplished.
Yes. Yes. Actually, yes. Mm-hmm. This was quite good experience for me. So this was quite stressful at first, of course, but,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I do a fair amount of public speaking myself. Mm-hmm. In my job, I work with teenagers, with high school students. So I'm constantly meeting with them in groups or in classes, and it can be very stressful, and I try to put it right out there and be up front and let the students know what's happening when I have fluent moments, and kind of teach them about something that they may not have much of an understanding of. Do you find that you get that opportunity to in your work actually educate people about stuttering?
Well, I'm not sure. I do quite a lot of talking with people, but it's private. I mean, it's not public speaking about stuttering, except for some TV interviews and so on. But this is
So what's it like for you at work with your colleagues and with your co-workers?
I have no problems with them, actually. I quite Really stutter with them.
Really?
So, yes. I have problems now. I have problems with public speaking and with speaking in stressful conditions like interviews. And sometimes I also, my stuttering is worse when I speak of in foreign language, like English, Norwegian, and so on. So, yeah, because I have to think about it, and it's, yeah.
Now, you mentioned at the beginning that you're a linguist.
Yeah.
So, how many languages do you speak?
Well, actually, a linguist doesn't
Okay.
speak many languages. We basically analyze it. Them or we analyze the languages we speak, but I speak English, Norwegian, some Turkish, some Russian, and of course I understand some Scandinavian languages because they are quite close to Norwegian. And when I get used to it, it's getting easier, you know.
So you speak about five different languages, a
I
couple
think
of them
so,
that are.
yeah, a couple of it, yeah,
Yeah. So
not
do you find that you stutter more in one language over another?
well, I'm not sure whether it depends on language. I mean, it depends on my ability in it and on my processing time. So when I have to think about cases and about some words, the meaning and so on, I stutter more, I think.
I see.
Yeah.
Do Now you said that you hardly have any problem with colleagues and you don't
Yeah,
stutter very
yeah.
much. So
Yeah.
do you So you, so do you have much experience with ever getting like a negative reaction from anybody when you do stutter?
Oh, well, I had such reactions. I had got such reactions when I was a small child, I think. And sometimes at school, but it was quite rare reaction. Because at my school, I was quite, I mean, the term is not popular, but they respect me actually because I was like, I don't know. Why, actually? I had no problems with my co-students. It's not co-students, how it is in English?
Classmates?
Classmates. Yeah, sorry.
No, that's fine.
With my classmates and with my friends in school and later in university. Well, actually, the worst reaction that I had was when I was studying at the university, and once a professor in what was it? I mean, in West. Highest European literature or so on. I don't remember exactly. But when he put when he didn't wait for me to finish my sentences, and he put me mark that was like closer to another one I had, and it wasn't exactly the right thing to do. So yeah, my worst experience was when I was at the university. So
Now,
I don't know why.
were you able to talk to that professor about that, about what was happening?
No, I was quite relieved to get his exam situation. Not because of stuttering only, but because of the whole thing, you know. So I didn't talk to him. Yeah, but hey, yeah, I should have.
Well, it's always easy to look back at
Yes.
situations, right? And say, maybe we should have, or we could have, or we could have done this. But is it, do you talk to many people about your stuttering? I mean, are you able to have conversations with people about what it is like for you and how it makes you feel and such?
No, I'm not sure. I talk to my friends, to my relatives, but it's not quite often. Well, sometimes it depends actually. I'm not sure how. It's not a topic I talk about quite much. So, yeah.
And what got you involved in the stuttering association and the self-help movement in your country? How did you get involved with that stuff?
Well, I heard about them from the national radio, I think. So it was around, I was maybe 20, and it's around 10 years ago from now. And I was a member at first, and then three maybe, no, two. 2 years ago, I became a member of the executive board, and now I'm doing some. I'm not sure how to explain it, actually. We have a self-help group. In line with the Toastmasters sessions, yeah, and here all stutters, in fact, and we record ourselves and our speeches with camera, and we post video clips on the net on YouTube. He have a special channel
Oh, that's terrific.
for our association. Yeah, and now we are here preparing a charter for communication rights, I think, or something like this. We have organized some sessions with speech language pathologists, psychotherapists, psychologists, and so on, actually. Yeah.
Wow, that's exciting. So it sounds like there's a lot of resources and support for people who stutter through the self-help. Are there a lot of women that are involved?
Oh, well, it's me, Irina, and three or four more women, I think. We are not too much, and I think the proportion is around the one that we find in scientific literature. Yes, I think that's the I think actually, yeah.
But and do you find that there's any differences between how men and women perceive or react to their stuttering where you are? Because I know here, like, women tend to be more willing to talk about stuttering and how it makes us feel. And
well, actually, we have pretty talkative men and boys.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure that it's there's a difference.
Ah.
I mean, maybe in the general stuttering population there is, but in our association, I mean, if you're a member, and we have quite regular meetings, in fact, and we hear friends, and it's quite, you know, we talk about a lot of things. So it's not, I don't know. Actually, I haven't think also about it.
That's interesting, because here men tend to be, and I'm just saying this in general, the men that I've met tend to be more focused on wanting to find solutions to fix their stuttering, where women tend to be more, of course they want to be able to have better control, but women seem to be able to attach more emotion to it, or talk about the feelings, and whereas men tend to be more black and white, and they're trying to be solution focused. So that's good to know that there's not that much of a difference. So what got you interested in linguistics? Of all things, since you grew up with a issue.
Well, actually, at school, my main interest, and the easiest thing for me, the easiest subject for me, was language, and it was not the language, not studying the language like text, literature, and so on, but the in grammar. So it was like, I mean, it was like a game. And I just went on. I mean, it's not quite, I don't know, I couldn't say smart, but it was not quite deliberate his, and it was a matter of heart, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I just.
And with your PhD, do you teach?
No, actually, it was a program I did quite a lot of research, and old Bulgarian language database with a corpus and a strategy to build a corpus, and I had to annotate around 10,000 to 20,000 words.
Oh my goodness!
So yeah, so it was like basically research oriented. PhD. Yeah. And then, well, I think that after that, 3 or 4 years after I finished my studies, they had introduced a program, a PhD program with much more teaching involved. So yeah, I was, I don't know whether it's, I was lucky or not so lucky. I'm not sure.
Well, have you ever, have you ever thought about wanting to teach?
Yes, I think so. I have thoughts about it, but I'm not sure whether I will be a good teacher. Not because of the stuttering, but because I'm more like pondering about some questions and so on. So I'm not sure whether it is a matter of starting as well. I mean, if I start, I will see at how it will be. So I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, you've got, I mean, you're young still. You've got your whole life ahead of you, and
Oh, yeah, I think so.
you can go in so many different directions. And you said that you're an editor of a business news.
Yes, business and financial news. And I'm editing any analysis, comments, and so on. And it's an international business and financial news mainly. So I'm doing it for Bulgarian Daily, and it's a daily that's it's from Monday to Friday. And it's not, I mean, it's interesting stuff to do. Yeah. But
Well,
it's not, I'm, yeah.
no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And it's not, I mean, it doesn't involve talking a lot. I mean, lots of talking. Of course, we discuss in the among our colleagues, the news analysis and so on, but it's not, I'm not involved with interviewing and so on. Yeah.
Now, you said, but I thought you said earlier that you've done a TV interview. What was that
Two
for?
or three of them. I mean, it was the two of them was on the topic of stuttering, of course. It was the first one was about this speech easy device that I have used to try it. I mean,
Did it help?
around. Well, I mean, it's I could hear my voice, and I could slow my speaking rate. But I'm not sure how it will be in longer term. I'm not sure. I mean, and it's quite expensive as well.
Yes, it is here too.
Yes, it's yeah. And the other interview was around was about, I mean, 2 weeks ago, I think. On the Stuttering Awareness Day, and I was sharing my story, my stuttering story about and some information about the system, the health system in Bulgaria, and problems we encounter as well.
Now, is speech therapy covered by the Bulgarian health system?
No.
Why?
Yeah. It's I think it is covered till the age of 18
Oh, I
or
see.
16 or 18. It's only for children, in fact. And then we I mean around maybe 10 or 15 years ago it was covered because I think it was covered, and now it's not. So it's because of this health financial problems and so on. I think so. Yeah.
So how did that feel for you to do that interview for the International Stuttering Awareness Day about your own journey? Because you've said that you don't really talk about it very much. How did that feel? What was that like?
Oh, it was pretty good, I think. I mean, it's not about I don't shy away from sharing my stuttering story, but from sharing my feelings about stuttering, because it's a thing I do. And I mean, it's all the feelings are linked to a certain situation, and I have no general feelings about stuttering, in fact. Yeah, so it was pretty cool. I think I was talking about when I started stuttering, and then about language, speech language therapist I went to. So yeah.
And you said that you're still seeing a speech therapist now.
No, I have. I stopped around. I mean, I went to one 2007, I think, and she gave me some exercises to do, and it was around, you know, 1 hour a day of slow reading. And it was around for about 6 or 8 months every day.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Did it help?
Yes, I think so. I mean,
really?
Yes, I think so. It was quite exhausting.
I'm sure.
And then I just stopped because, you know, I have a lot of other things to do.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you have a very, very full plate, it sounds like. You're very busy, and you have a lot of things going on, and you're a member of the Executive Association for Stuttering. What do you do for fun?
Well, I read, I listen to music, and I work. In fact.
Okay. Well, to you then, work must be a lot of fun then.
Yes, it's a lot of fun. I think so.
One more question that I wanted to ask that we kind of didn't touch on. You talked a little bit about your family, and you talked about stuttering with colleagues and coworkers. Do you feel like stuttering has ever affected you as a woman, like as far as meeting other people, dating, socializing, that type of stuff?
I'm not sure, actually. I was meeting a lot of people, but I think stuttering is something that can, I don't know, maybe it can make you seem shy. And this is something that's not, that's not quite, I don't know, not quite good, not quite bad. I'm not sure how to say it, in fact. But no, I don't think so. I don't think that's the fact of stuttering is something that have stopped me meeting other people.
Do you ever feel ashamed of your stuttering?
I haven't thought about it, actually. Maybe from not being able to say some things or to do some things, maybe. I'm not sure. Not to do some things, but to proceed with the things in a more easier way.
Yeah, the reason that I ask is that I think people do sometimes feel ashamed of their stuttering. They feel like it makes them less of a person, or it raises questions about their ability or their intelligence around other people. And I know for a long time, myself, I was very ashamed of stuttering, and I tried to hide it because I was afraid of being judged. And I just wonder about that, because one of the reasons why I think having these conversations with so many women from all over is that it helps other women to hear that it is okay, and that we can have very successful lives even with stuttering, and that it isn't anything to be ashamed of.
Oh, no. Definitely not. I mean, it's not a disease. It's not, I don't know, it's not a catchful animal. Yes, we... Yes, so, I mean, actually most people can understand that the person in front of them stutters. So, and for most people, stuttering is not something that's quite a big deal, I think. I mean, it's, I don't know, but...
I know what you're saying. I think most people don't consider it a big deal. We think of it as more of a big deal.
Yeah, we think of it as a big deal. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I think so.
And so I think the more that we talk about it, you know, either publicly or amongst other people who stutter in self-help groups, the more it helps us to get over that feeling that everybody's worrying about it, because everybody has their own issues to worry about. They're not thinking about
us. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, to wind down, what's one thing that you would recommend or advise other women, perhaps that are younger than you, that do stutter and that worry about making their way in the world? What advice would you give them?
Well, I'm not quite good at giving advice, but in fact, I will recommend them. I will tell them to feel good about themselves, to find a thing that they love to do. I mean, either for work or for fun or something like this, to explore the world around them and to see that, it's quite diverse and it's quite funny and interesting, and they're a part of it. I mean, it's,
What a wonderful way to put that, explore the world around us and that we're part of it. And you know, I just think that we need to be reminded of that as often as we can. Well, I want to thank you so much for sharing your story. People are gonna, you know, be inspired by what you've done and what you've accomplished and your self-confidence. So I thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you too. Yeah.
And this has been Women Who Stutter, Our Stories.